All right, welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at a really fascinating case in the world of copyright law.
Sounds exciting.
It is. I mean, it really kind of gets to the heart of, like, how do we use things from our culture in new creative works? So we're going to be looking at the case of Sofa Entertainment versus Dodger Productions, which, you know, most people probably just think of as the Jersey Boys case.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with Ed Sullivan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar, Jersey Boys, the musical, you know, wildly successful Tony Award winning musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
I still haven't seen it, but I've heard the music is fantastic.
Yeah. Everyone says it's amazing. So in the musical, they actually used this, like, super short clip, I'm thinking 7 seconds, of Ed Sullivan introducing the Four Seasons from his show back in the day. And Sofa Entertainment owns the rights to the Ed Sullivan show. And so they got pretty upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's their intellectual property, right? So I can see why they would be protective of it.
Totally. So they sued Dodger Productions, who made Jersey Boys, for copyright infringement. And what's kind of wild is the lower court actually sided with Jersey Boys. They said, nope, that's fair use, and even made Sofa pay Dodger's legal fees.
Whoa, wait, really? They had to pay the other side's lawyers?
Yeah. So you can see, like, right off the bat, the court was like, we're not messing around here. This is a pretty clear-cut case of fair use. Of course, Sofa being Sofa, they appealed that ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But guess what?
I'm guessing they lost again.
Yep. Ninth Circuit upheld the lower court's ruling, said, yep, it's fair use, and yeah, you got to pay those legal fees. So this case, I think, is a really, really good example of, you know, how courts go about analyzing fair use, especially when you have a creative work like a musical that's kind of incorporating existing copyrighted material.
It's interesting, though, right? Like, it's a musical, but it's also kind of historical, right? It's telling the story of this band, and their appearance on the Ed Sullivan show was a big part of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great point. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's just break it down. For our listeners who maybe aren't, you know, super familiar with copyright law, what exactly is fair use? Like, how can you use someone else's copyrighted stuff and not get, you know, sued into oblivion?
So fair use is basically this legal doctrine, right? It's like a safety valve in copyright law. It says, okay, we know copyright is important. You got to protect creators. But there are some situations where it makes sense to let people use copyrighted stuff without permission.
Right.
So, you know, think of things like, you know, if you're a teacher and you want to use a short clip from a movie to teach a lesson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you're a news organization, you want to use a photo in a news report.
Right. Or even like parody, right? Like, yeah. Weird Al Yankovic wouldn't be able to make any of his songs without fair use.
Exactly. So it's all about balancing you know, the rights of the copyright holder with the public interest in being able to use copyrighted material in certain ways.
Okay. So it's not just like a free-for-all. Like, there are specific rules for when fair use applies.
Right. And to figure that out, courts use this thing called the four-factor test. Basically, they look at four different aspects of the use to decide if it's fair use.
Okay. And I bet those four factors are going to come into play big time in the Jersey Boys case, right?
You bet. That's exactly how the courts decided it was fair use. So the first factor is the purpose and character of the use. Basically, what are you using the copyrighted material for, and is it transformative?
Ah, yes. Transformative use. I feel like that's like the holy grail of fair use.
It kind of is. And that's really where Jersey Boys won their case. The court said that the way they used the Ed Sullivan clip was totally transformative.
So in this case, what made their use transformative?
Well, they weren't using it to, like, replace the Ed Sullivan show. They weren't trying to recreate the show or anything like that. They were using the clip as what the court called a biographical anchor. It was to show this really important moment in the Four Seasons' career, their first time on this huge, influential TV show.
So it wasn't just entertainment. It was, like, historical context.
Exactly. And that's super important. They weren't just ripping off Ed Sullivan. They were using his show in a totally new way to tell a different story, a story about the band. And the court really emphasized that the clip took on a whole new meaning in the context of the musical.
Okay, so that's point one for Jersey Boys, transformative use.
Yeah.
What about the second factor? I think it had something to do with, like, the actual content of the clip.
All right. The second factor is the nature of the copyrighted work. And here, the court looked at the 7-second clip and said, well, this is more factual than creative. Mm. I mean, it's Ed Sullivan introducing a band.
Right. He's not like singing or dancing or anything.
Exactly. And that matters because, you know, copyright law protects creative works more strongly than factual works.
Makes sense. So because it was more factual, it was more likely to be fair use.
Yeah. The court even said something like, charisma, however, is not copyrightable. They were basically saying that it was Ed Sullivan's factual role as an announcer introducing a band that they were focused on, not his, you know, his larger-than-life persona or anything.
Charisma is not copyright. I love that. Okay, on to factor number three, amount and substantiality. Right. So how much of the original work did they use?
Right. So, you know, they only used 7 seconds, which is like nothing compared to a whole episode of The Ed Sullivan Show, right?
Tiny, tiny amount.
Tiny amount. But the court also looked at, like, is it the heart of the work? Like, did they use the most important part? And they said no. It wasn't like they used a whole Four Seasons performance or anything.
Right. It was just a quick intro?
Just a quick intro. So both in terms of how much they used and what they used, the court said it favored fair use.
Makes sense to me. All right. Final factor. The big one. Effect on the market. Like, are they hurting Ed Sullivan's legacy by using this clip?
Right. And this one can get kind of complicated, but in this case, the court was pretty clear. They said Jersey Boys is not a substitute for watching The Ed Sullivan Show. No one's going to be like, oh, I'm going to skip watching Ed Sullivan and just go see Jersey Boys instead.
Right.
Plus, you know, SOFA's main business isn't licensing out little tiny snippets for musicals. They license whole episodes or maybe full performances.
Right. So using this kind of didn't actually hurt SOFA's ability to make money from The Ed Sullivan Show.
Exactly. The court said Jersey Boys wasn't competing with The Ed Sullivan Show in the market, so that factor also favored fair use.
Wow, so they really hit all four factors. No wonder the court was so confident in their decision.
Yeah, it's like a fair use slam dunk. But remember how SOFA also had to pay Dodgers legal fees? Let's talk about why that happened, because that's important too.
Yes. That part always stuck with me. Like, yeah. Why did the court go that far?
Well, the Ninth Circuit basically said SOFA's claim was objectively unreasonable. Like, they should have known they were going to lose.
Ouch.
Yeah. Plus, they had already lost a similar case before involving Elvis Presley Enterprises and Passport Video. So it's not like this was totally new territory for them.
So they kind of should have known better.
Right. But here's the big takeaway for anyone dealing with copyright, whether you're a creator or a lawyer. The court said that awarding attorney's fees in these kinds of cases helps deter frivolous lawsuits.
Like if you sue someone for copyright infringement and your case is totally bogus, you might end up paying their lawyer.
Exactly. And that's important because it protects people who are making legitimate fair use of copyrighted material. It prevents copyright holders from just bullying people into submission.
So this whole case is kind of a warning to anyone who wants to be a copyright troll. Don't do it.
Pretty much. And it also shows that copyright law isn't just about protecting big corporations. It's also about promoting creativity and free expression. Like, the Ninth Circuit even said that this case serves the Copyright Act's purpose by making sure people aren't afraid to use fair use.
It really makes you think about, like, what is copyright for? Right? It's not just about control. It's about encouraging new ideas and new art.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between protecting creators and letting culture evolve and grow.
So to sum it all up for our listeners, transformative use is key. If you're using copyrighted material in a new and different way, you're more likely to be protected by fair use.
And the more factual the work, the better.
Right. And always think about the effect on the market. Are you actually harming the copyright holder's ability to make money?
And remember, if you're a copyright holder, don't be a bully. If your claim is weak, you might end up paying the other side's legal fees.
And, you know, just as a final thought for everyone listening, this concept of transformative use, it's not just about musicals. It comes up all the time in other creative fields, too. Think about sampling in music or fan videos online, or even, you know, if you're writing a paper and you want to quote a passage from a book. Fair use is everywhere.
It is. It's like the invisible force shaping how we create and share culture.
So it's definitely something worth understanding, even if you're not a lawyer. Because who knows, you might be using fair use without even realizing it.
True. It's one of those things that's super important, even if it's kind of behind the scenes.
Well, thanks for diving deep with me today. And for everyone listening, keep exploring, keep creating, and always be aware of the power of fair use.
Great talking with you. Always a pleasure.